Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
It's like the satellite feed before.
Shut up.
The Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by Truth. Truth's giving you a chance to win free tickets to the 2012 Rockstar Uproar Fest daily. For your chance to win, visit facebook.com/truthorange. There'll be winners every day. Yep, it's that easy.
Go!
Hello,
I am Chuck Landington, and this is the Metal Injection Livecast. I have some sad news for you. Tonight will mark the end of Metal Injection. Rob just can't go on now that Limp Bizkit is over. Perhaps he'll finally start that ladies plus size fashion blog he's been dreaming of. I can't wait. Follow your bliss, Robin. Here's the show.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. It's
Thank you.
Rob.
Oh.
I'm here with Sid, Noah,
Hi.
And our special guest host, Marty. Marty, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Into the mic, Marty.
There's a microphone. Yeah. I know you're not on.
Hello, everybody.
You know what's really upsetting to me? So I'm sitting directly across from Marty, and he's got very similar facial hair to me, except he's like in shape, he's like skinny. So I'm like looking at like the me if I worked out a little bit.
And had long hair.
Yeah, and
hair
and
on
more
top.
Hair on
Well, but
top
he's
of the
got
head.
His hair back.
Yeah.
So, but just the facial hair, it's like, oh, that's sort of like me, but
if
no,
you want later on,
not
I can swing my head over yours and you can
perhaps.
You
Let's
can
see how the
one
night
of those.
Goes.
Interesting. Interesting.
You buy me a drink first.
Oh, I like where this is going. Where would you take Sid on your first date?
Let's see. It would probably be somewhere like the beach where
beach.
I can, I don't know, hold his hand.
Move your chair in, perhaps. There.
I don't
want
to be any closer to you people.
He just doesn't
people.
Like it because it looks like a penis. He's had bad experiences with
well, I've had a lot of bad experiences
penis.
With people shoving their penises in my face,
yeah.
and
but
I
also
try
some
to
good
avoid it as much as I can.
Before we went on the air, Marty, you were telling us about how you were... Well, let's first start with Noah got some food delivered, and she was holding her dog, Bruno, and Bruno was kind of pulling on her shirt when Noah...
Well, I answered... Okay, the delivery man came, and whenever the doorbell rings, Bruno charges towards the door. So he charged towards the door, and I grabbed him, and I picked him up so he doesn't run out and jump on the on the delivery guy. So as I was holding him, he was, like, pulling down my shirt... So I'm accepting the food, but I'm also showing my tit to this poor delivery guy.
Poor, yes.
I think
so
he got
upset.
The better end
you're,
of the deal.
You're accepting the food and tipping the guy
well,
all at the same time.
Yeah, well, he was trying not to make eye contact with me, so I think he was a little embarrassed.
Well,
No, he was looking at
you. Well, eye contact means he wasn't looking you in the eyes. Yeah. Where was he looking?
No, I mean, like, he was looking down.
Was your nipple out, or was just, like, your bra exposed?
Well, I'm wearing, like, it's called a bandeau, like, underneath my tank top, so that was showing, and it's low cut, so my boob, like,
but there was no
side
nipple.
Boob. No, there was okay. No nipple. But it was getting awfully close.
Oh, no, he saw skin that might have been attached to some part of the breast.
Yeah. It's still something, I suppose. I'm sure he's back at the office.
I'm sure he
everybody.
Saw more outside on, like, Bedford Avenue.
That's also true.
That's true.
I saw more outside on Bedford Avenue coming here.
Yeah, women around here don't like to wear bras.
I'm showing more right now, actually.
I'm not wearing a bra.
Rob, get your hand from underneath the table.
Oh, please.
Keep talking.
As people in the chat point out, the 3D is not here. That is correct. He is listening from the comfort of his bed, I'm assuming, with, like,
I'm assuming he
looks all purple, and he has, like, an ice pack on his head, and he has, like, a grimace, like,
and he has that mattress that you can, like, raise the top so you can sit up. What are they called?
The craftmatic adjustable.
Yeah, craftmatic adjustable.
Like a terry cloth robe.
Because I feel like Darren watches QVC and just orders a lot.
What is he ordering?
Like China doll.
Because he stays up late to play poker.
Mm-hmm. But then he's playing poker. He's not watching QVC. He's not distracted.
But he has a TV on in the... It's my fantasy, Sid. And in my fantasy, he has a TV on in the background.
And Darren's watching the Knipes show.
Fair enough.
Darren says he wishes he had that. Because he's in the chat.
Craftmatic.
Oh, hi, Darren.
Darren's a trooper. Darren just wants to hear how much worse the show is without him on it. That's why he's listening.
Called constructive criticism.
And also,
Robert.
Since Darren handles all the sound effects, there will be a considerable decrease in sound effects, but I'll try to make up for it. And rape.
Speaking of, Sean's not here either.
Well, I mean, I think it's more of an occasion when Sean is here now than when he's not here.
He said he'd be here, but we're not holding our breath. Well, I guess maybe Darren was. Is that why
he's still waiting?
He held his breath too long, and now he's sick?
And Sean even texted me, like, which Marty? I'm like, Martin Marty is coming.
How many Martins
How many Martys does he know? I don't know.
I get very offended when I find out that other people
He's
have
like,
Martin
I friends. Thought it was, like, a band person or something.
Oh,
Martin Lawrence.
Please text him back and say, fuck you.
It'd be better if you texted him, because he probably doesn't have your number in his phone, so it would just be a random fuck you showing up on his phone.
Let me see if I do have it, because I probably
By the way, if you want to call us, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. You can be on the air with Marty, who is not in any band.
And whoever's looking at the switchboard today, please, last week we had a problem that I was notified about directly after the show.
What?
If you recall, during the show, I was asking for cookies. And I said Shankletown should bring us cookies.
Yes.
Apparently he called in to get the address because he was willing to bring us cookies, but nobody took his
Rob.
Call. He Facebook messaged me after the show and let me know.
I have the phone
Wait, you know
up
what?
Now.
Maybe,
I have it up now.
Okay, how do we know that Shankletown is not trying to cause a rift because he wants
his
spot on the show?
I'll take all the rifts
maybe
I
he made that up.
If they come with cookies.
By rift, do you mean cookie?
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Rift.
We've got a pretty good view of the sidewalk from here, so we could, if we want proof that he's got the cookies before letting him in,
we'll
just look out the window.
The window.
Present the cookies to the second floor. And then if we see cookies, we'll
Are we allowed
I want
to throw rocks at him?
Do you have rocks in here?
I have a BB gun.
Do you really?
Yes.
The front yard to
I do. You
her want
living
to see
room
it?
Where she keeps
But wait, stuff. If we hit him with a BB gun, he's probably going to run away with the cookies. If
no, we'll paralyze him.
Yeah, we hit them with a BB gun in his hand, so he drops the cookies. Then
and then we
Marty
hit him
runs
in the
out.
Face.
Marty runs out, grabs the cookies.
Yeah, he won't recognize Marty, so that could you could be our accomplice on the street.
Seriously, in Williamsburg, I'm just another bearded Jesus-looking guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just, like, flip my shirt inside out.
But now he knows to run away from the beard. Well, if he comes to Williamsburg, he's just going to get back on the train.
He'll be terrified of everyone.
Is it safe?
So, Marty, you were saying that you were a delivery guy in the city. In Manhattan.
Yeah.
We were talking about Noah's Titty and how you wished one day.
Oh, yeah.
That
I would open the door and someone would be like, hi, look at that.
What are some crazy things that you've seen or like, some crazy people you've encountered?
You know, the people that I delivered to worked for, like, Lehman Brothers. Mm. And
what kind of food was this?
This was Italian food.
Okay.
It was, like, a really fancy Italian restaurant in the Winter Gardens, which is still there. It's, like, the only part of the World Trade Center that's still there. But
that's where they launder the money from.
That is where they launder the money, and they keep the... what are those called?
Nazi gold?
the palm trees. That's like the only place you can find palm trees in
weird.
In Tribeca, I guess.
Yeah, but, what are some crazy things?
So, nothing. Nobody ever, like, showed up
to the
door.
Did anyone ever make advances at you? Like, did you ever deliver to, like, some 40-year-old house, like, lonely housewife?
Well, see, there were people who worked in the buildings that I was attached to, and they would come in every day and grab their dinner or whatever. And then sometimes I would deliver to their houses, and there were a couple of, like, older ladies that would always come in and flirt with me. I was, like, 18 or 19. Mm-hmm. Like 18,
I think.
Did
they give you good tips?
Yeah, they tipped me decently, but not like the way you tipped that guy, Noah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'd always, like, you know, being 18, I'd be like, oh, maybe, you know, someone would be like, hey, delivery boy, why don't you come inside and sit down? Instead, they're like,
so some old man, you want some old man to creep on you?
Hey, delivery.
It sounds like that guy from Family Guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Right,
hey, delivery boy.
When I was younger, my friend used to come over and we would order pizza from J&R Pizza.
Oh.
On King's Highway.
That was my spot.
So, do you remember Jorge, the delivery guy?
I didn't know them by name.
Do you remember Jorge?
We would always, like, flirt awesome. And giggle with him when we would open the door. I don't know how we didn't get raped.
Can you give us, like, a reenactment?
Because he was a pizza delivery guy. He
wasn't a random Jorge, I'm here with your pizza. Oh, hello, Noah.
Well, we would start talking to him in Spanish. We were taking Spanish in school.
So what would you say?
I don't know.
Try to remember. Come on. What would you say?
I would say hola.
Would you say pizza?
But would you say it sexily?
Like, hola, Jorge.
Yeah, ¿cómo estás?
Yeah.
And then he would say muy bueno, right?
Te chupa mi bicho.
Yeah. Or chinga tu madre or whatever.
I'm going to teach you something.
So we would just, like, flirt with him. And then when we would walk, because we were in junior high school, so whenever we would walk to Cunningham, we would, like, wave
which
at him, which is a junior high school. We would wave at him because we would see him making deliveries in the neighborhood, you know, just so that we would get extra stuff when we'd go into the store.
I'm assuming when you were in junior high school, you looked like you were in elementary school. So there's no way he was going to do something.
Well, he was also, I mean, he looked older, I guess, because he had a hard life, but he was only, like, 17. And we were maybe, like, 14, 15.
And you're probably
as a male, you're happy to have any females show you even if you don't plan on, you know, pulling them into an alley and raping them, like most women.
Though I'm sure,
meet.
Like, a guy like that, his residency status was probably so tenuous that he wasn't going to cross any
That's
iffy.
That's insensitive, sir. You don't know that.
I'm
he could have been a third generation.
And he's delivering pizzas?
You know, life's
Did
hard.
He have an accent, Noah?
Yeah, he barely spoke English.
There we go.
No,
if he's third generation, that's a lazy
Noah grew up in Midwood. That's a tough place.
And the thing is, whenever he would pull up, the song would just come on.
What, like?
Hold on.
Like Lowrider?
This is a Puerto Rican
That's
thing.
Puerto Rican, Rob.
What's wrong with you, Rob? Now you're the one being insensitive.
I guess I am. Oh, where's Darren to sing this?
Yeah.
Oh, so sad.
Oh, man, I almost worked on one of these commercials.
What?
There was supposed to be, like, another one, like an Aztec pyramid kind of, like, Indiana Jones one. And I don't know if they released it. I kept waiting for it.
No.
But that has to be my least favorite commercial of all time.
It's pretty awful.
That and that free credit report.
Oh.
But reggaeton might be up there with my least favorite type of music ever.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty awful.
What else is up there for you, Marty?
Ska? Do you hate ska?
Not as much as reggaeton. Like, reggaeton just kind of, like, bothers me.
Sounds like you're saying rigatoni.
Rigatoni does not bother me.
I had that
not
for dinner
bother.
Last night.
Rigatoni loves me from the inside.
Where did rigatoni touch my body?
Show me on this noodle where rigatoni touched you.
So we have some news stories to talk about this week. Lots of big news. The most exciting news is that the butthole tattoo girl exists.
I love her face in that picture.
You really think that no one else has a butthole tattoo? You think she's the only one?
She's probably the best looking person with
the
a butthole tattoo.
The first admitted.
She's not that good looking.
But still.
She already looks like she's hitting 30 and she's like 19.
Well, hasn't she like done jail time?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She had a hard life.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
let's
she's gonna have hard poops.
Let's listen to the audio from this YouTube clip.
From her ass.
No, we don't have
audio directly.
We don't
from
have
her
audio.
Ass.
We couldn't fit our mic up there. Or who am I kidding? Of course we could have.
Can I give you another awesome reaction? I just heard reaction. reaction.
Where's the video?
Loading.
So good.
Just left it to
wait,
without
wait,
seeing
wait,
the
hold
white
on,
trash.
Hold on, let me. Stupid Chrome is sucking. Let me just get this video going.
Weren't we discussing this before the show? You could have queued it up.
It was queued up, and then the video disappeared.
Oh.
Stop busting my chops. That's bad radio.
No, it's not.
It's great radio.
Yes, it is.
Okay, here we go. I put it in Safari. Okay.
Can I give you another awesome reaction?
So the thing is about this girl, she looks like total white trash. She's completely naked.
She's got tape over her nips.
Because she's tasteful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her reaction.
At that point, like, why even bother with that?
Security pulled her aside. Ma'am, can you please cover up those?
There's children here.
Ew! It just looks like it's hair.
Okay. So good. And it's okay. And, like, when was your first...
Look at how much she loves
okay,
it.
Okay, so now she's getting
she's
a tattoo
so into it.
On the rim of her butthole. She's laying on her stomach, smiling while being interviewed.
She's
no,
smiling.
She's not.
She's like
she's
chewing
like,
her face.
She's
in
enjoying
ecstasy.
It, yeah.
Or she's like really holding in a poop or something. It's kind of like somewhere between the two.
Oh my God, imagine if you had to poop while getting a butthole
tattoo.
The tattoo
guy's got a surgery.
Can you imagine
mask
pooping
on?
Anytime after you get a butthole tattoo?
Of course, he doesn't want any
I'm
butt
saying,
residue.
Yeah.
My first tattoo, I was 17 years old, and I had a friend of mine pretend she was my mom so I can get the fairy on my back.
Uh-huh.
The fairy on my back crawled in a ball, broken wings, and she's pulling her fucking hair.
She's so gross.
I'm 22. Deuce Deuces.
Deuces?
Can this show title be Deuce Deuces?
Oh, that's
what
right.
That's what Sid does after having
deuce,
Mexican
deuce,
food. Deuce, deuces.
Yeah, at least deuce. Maybe thrice deuces.
Be fascinated, right?
It's cool.
Cool.
Is it cool?
Yeah, she's got charm. I like her.
Amazing.
Crowd interview.
Okay, I have a question.
The weirdest place I ever got to.
Stabbing your rectum with a needle is funny.
I'm a gynecologist. I definitely don't want my butthole tattooed.
Second anal tattoo I've ever seen. First one that up close.
Beforehand.
I
need to go jerk off.
I had two guys' names on it.
You think that'll be a trend?
That's going to be a big trend. With the name on it.
Two
the
different
name.
Guys. She decided two separate times. Yes, that was a good idea.
I love Psychic saying that it's a trend to have your boyfriend's name tattooed on your butt. Like, only...
I'm pretty sure the Love Psychic is willing to say anything if you put her on camera.
Yeah.
I don't think she knows what she's saying is a trend. She's just like, yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
close
dogs
up.
Like
thank
anal
you.
Tattoos.
Sure.
I heard this.
Thank you.
Like
thanks so much. Dude, it feels so fucking good.
Good.
I feel like she's pretending
so
that she likes
it. No way.
She's just drunk.
No way. She
at
is
least
no
way. Is that what
she
looks like during anal sex?
She looks, is it, it's like, you know, like a face of a person in ecstasy.
Noah's like, got porcupine tree.
No, no one knows that face.
Yes.
Like I sit and I'm trying to like picture what if it did feel good? What if it like tickled and it was wonderful?
Well,
I still wouldn't have that face on.
Usually, what I do when I go to get acupuncture, I ask her to put it in my ass.
The
needles, yeah.
Does she?
So you're working your way up to getting
just
some
like
kind
it in
of
your butt?
Sphincter
no.
tattoo.
I'm just kidding.
Sure,
putting,
Noah.
I'm not.
Sure
I'm not into
kidding.
Putting needles into my rectum.
Only penises.
Yeah, you probably barely fit a needle.
Thing.
I mean, barely.
No, Marty, you're not included on this. But Noah has done that.
What?
Put a penis in your butthole.
In my butthole.
Thanks, Rob. Thank you.
Well, we're on the show here. All bets are off.
It's not a bet. You're telling my personal story.
All
maybe I didn't want
Marty
to know that.
I believe
he
it.
Could just go listen to the archives.
No,
he's
I
not
have
going
to.
Market
you. You have to listen to episode 135. That's where Noah reveals.
Or
136,
37.
Memorized.
34.
Rob has that as his ringtone.
Time code 13.
Let's ask everyone in the chat, what is their favorite Noah revelation?
How about what's their favorite Noah anal sex revelation? Because there's subcategories that could be their
there
own.
Are.
I'm sure
category.
You guys
or
talk
if
about
you
want
to,
a lot.
If you want to call in, 646-929-1357. What part of Noah's body do you like the best?
Noah, are there any secrets left after all these years of them prodding you about your anus?
Maybe not about my anus.
We love prodding you about
prodding
Noah's
you
anus.
About the anus.
I guess I've been very telling about my ass.
Or anuses in general about your your conquests' asses?
What?
Your conquests.
What?
The people you're with? The type of
the people you've dominated, Noah, is
yeah.
what he's trying to say. The men that you've climbed on top of and stabbed them with a flagpole in the face.
Oh.
Like, you are mine, bitch.
Or shat in their mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
The men
no,
you
I
climbed on
that.
Top of and shat in the mouth of.
I haven't done that. I'm not
the
really
The King of Klan, it says squirting. Shankletown says he masturbates to Noah's Ammunition Museum story on a regular basis.
Great.
The story is just that Noah went to an ammunition museum in Israel. That's it.
Yeah. That's it, and he masturbates to that.
Yeah.
That's the humor.
There are actually photos of just the soldiers from Israel that are much better to masturbate to than a story about it.
But Noah's the one telling the story.
I guess. Noah, you should...
It was just a really horrible way that I was telling the story. I was being really boring, so they make fun of me.
Taller Than Rob says, I like to sit on my hands and then spank myself with a slut paddle so I can pretend it's Noah who's doing
it. I like to sit on my hands.
Then make his hand fall asleep.
He left that part out.
Don Jameson's pubes is really concerned about Monica. We need to know more about Monica. Where
we,
is she?
You just missed her. She slept over.
Oh.
We went out last night.
Oh, you missed the pillow fight and the slumber party hair nodding pajama.
No.
Wearing.
Was there any girl on girl?
No. We did sleep together, though.
Was there cuddling? Who was the big spoon?
I feel like Monica was because she was, like, sprawled out, like, through the whole bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to sleep anyway on the corner. I just kind of like to tuck myself into a ball or flatten myself on the mattress. So, like, at one point I woke up and she has her leg on my back. And she's, like, wrapped up in the blanket.
See, women do not give a shit. Rob, I would not let you spoon with me.
Yeah, no.
See, it doesn't work.
I don't need your permission, Marty. Okay.
If it's really
I can
cold,
spoon
though,
with
he'd probably be the best person to spoon with.
Listen, I'm a,
yeah.
I'm a reasonable man. If it's fucking freezing, then
yeah.
we
and
can totally...
Yeah,
what if you don't have a choice? Would you, like you said, just sleep on the floor? Or
like if Rob kidnapped you.
Or
Rob, if you kidnapped me and I had no source of warmth.
No blankets, only spooning.
I would let you be the big spoon.
Very specific situation. You have to kidnap him in wintertime and somewhere where there's no radiator. And then spooning might happen.
I think I've seen this movie before.
Rob's got three DVDs.
Wait, hold on.
Where...
I have to read something that made me laugh. Wait, fuck. I'm going to lose it. Okay, Peeing Hip Hop Guys says, I like to pretend I'm the Chinese man trimming his toenails on the train and Noah is disgusted with me.
Oh, that's hot.
That is really hot.
He's not just disgusting Noah. He's disgusting everyone in New York.
Don Jameson's pube says, that's why Rob is always on top. He makes a great blanket.
Yeah.
Accurate.
I
am very sorry.
Rob more like a bearskin rug.
Yeah, you look like you're stuffed with feathers.
You're very downy.
Downy.
Deep fried feathers, though.
Deep fried down.
Delicious feathers.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm really hungry right now.
So I saw squirting on the list there.
Yeah.
Can we discuss that?
No.
No.
Wait, it's already been discussed.
Oh, I see.
You can go back to episodes 124 through 134 for all you need to know about Noah's squirting adventures. Needless to say, Noah's entering the Squirt Olympics in 4 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
So now there's this awkward stare between Noah and Marty.
No, he's turning
nice.
Colors.
It's nice.
Go through towels a lot.
Yeah,
that's my least favorite
just lets it
part
go.
About.
No, because I don't want to see it on my mattress.
Bruno licks
some
it
of
up.
It is mixed with pee. Bruno's not allowed on the bed, so he does not mix it.
He does not mix it up in his face.
You just put it in his bowl.
Marty, has a girl ever squirted on you?
Yeah, I've totally had that happen.
How did that happen?
You like it?
Tell us about it.
It's kind of cool.
So what was
the nothing like it hit me in the face and I was like, had to like squeegee or anything.
So was she on her back?
Actually, it was like I asked a girl once, you know, if she could do it. And she's like, oh yeah, check this out. And totally just like here, give me a hand. And it took her like 15 minutes and it's kind of like a little bit of.
So you fingered her? Into
yeah.
Squirting?
Did you finger her or she fingered herself?
She started, and then I fingered her a little, and then we just kind of went at it a little bit, and then she was like, okay, now's the point. I kind of went, okay, you do what you do, and it wasn't like she shouted across the room or anything. So.
Yeah, that's how it was for me.
Yeah, that's still squirting. That's more like coming. Squirting is like fire hose.
No, but it like it doesn't shoot out across the room, but it does like a lot of it gushes out.
So, you know, as a penis American, let me tell you that
penis.
Don't let porn fool you. It's not all about the distance that the squirt goes and the size of the splash and, you know, the width of
I just thought
the
it was
wall
really
of
cool.
water.
It was,
oh, it's totally
it was,
cool.
Where did the squirt land? Did it land on you?
Or you just watched it come out?
We were at her place, so I didn't give a shit where it landed. So I wasn't looking.
Oh, I see.
It landed in the bowl of pasta he had just delivered. See?
But why didn't you put your face on it?
Story.
Look, it goes on your face.
If your face is in the way. Or you mean like afterwards? Like what?
Let her squirt on your
no,
face.
No, like if she's like, if let's say you're laying down and then she has her legs around your head and she like her vagina is above your face, then it would just go
oh,
right on you.
We never got that far.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we totally got that far, but we just never did that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe if I liked her a little
like
bit more.
Like she sat on my face before.
Yeah.
Say,
yeah. Like she sat on my face, but I didn't like her enough to let her like strap her legs around my face like a Bane collar and fucking drown me. So.
Would you let Noah do that? Because she probably could.
I gotta watch episodes or I gotta listen to episodes 1 through 30. Is that what it was?
130.
Yeah. 1 through 130. And then I'll get back to you guys in like 2 years.
Episode all of them.
Episode all of them.
Someone needs to make a compilation of Noah's best revelatory stories.
No way. I could use that as my demo reel.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Into porn? Like
what? No, to like NBC News. Ah. I want to be a news reporter. Here's what I got.
Katie Couric.
Yeah.
Move over, bitch.
I'm way more sassy.
That needs to be a drop.
I'm way too sassy. Then have like a koopsh.
Yeah. I like it.
Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. Breaking news update.
What?
Oh. Let's talk about Representative Todd Akin. This just happened.
Aiken? Probably. I would think.
Clay.
Let's play this audio.
All of us. Okay, so if an abortion could be considered in a case of, say, a tubal pregnancy or something like that, what about in the case of rape? Should it be legal or not?
Well, you know, people always want to try and make that as one of those things. Well, how do you slice this particularly tough sort of ethical question. It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist and not attacking.
Let's hear it from the man who says the punishment should be on the rapist.
Not a child who's going to be like traumatized for his whole life, knowing that he was a product
of rape.
Or
a mother who can't look at her child because it looks like the guy that raped her.
And every time she looks at him, she gets a horrible memory.
Yeah. When he said legitimate rape, do you think he meant like when they're not asking for it?
When they're not prostitutes.
When they're not wearing
no
like
really
a nice
means
shirt.
No, because usually no means yes. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Especially if they're wearing a mini dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when they're not dressed like you, Noah. Ayo.
So he's basically saying if the chick gets pregnant from the rape, then she secretly wanted to get fucked by that.
Yeah, because otherwise her body would kill the baby itself. Yeah,
that makes so much sense.
Morgan Murphy had a really good tweet. Just saw legitimate rape open for Pussy Riot. It's a good one.
Nice.
But yeah, that's disgusting. And
so what do we call it? Illegitimate rape? Is that
illegitimate rape is when you're asking for it.
Yeah.
Is when you're like, oh,
date rape, roofie.
Isn't that just like
in heat right now.
Play acting.
This guy's a tea partier, so what he probably means by illegitimate rape is when it's a white guy. Legitimate rape is when it's like one of them scary black dudes.
That actually sounds way more accurate.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting. Disgusting. With that said, let's take away women's rights, though.
Do they have any, though, to take away?
Do they need any? The man does everything.
Go on.
Well, we do have a woman on this panel.
If you're an illegitimate rapist.
What are your feelings on your vagina, Noah?
I should be able to do whatever the fuck I want with it.
Yeah,
well,
if she wants to be raped, then.
If you listen to episode 123, clearly.
Oh, shut up.
No, the rape that we did on her that time was very legitimate. It was an all-time great episode.
Yeah, I was wearing see-through pants, so I was asking for it.
If Noah wasn't here, then it would be all like conversation about how Rob was squirting the other night.
Yeah.
And no one. Maybe a very small select few group of people want to hear that.
It was Miracle Whip.
Hey, Rob has a lot of fans. They want to know everything about
him.
That
comes out of him.
It's true.
They do want to know. Some
now
of them might want to collect it.
Breaking Feces update.
Breaking Feces. I love that show. Got the first 3 seasons on DVD.
If you watch Breaking Feces, the number to dial is 646-929-1357.
Good segue.
Thank you. Buckwheat says, yeah, we love his tuna can. Implying that I have a tuna can dick, which is a great callback.
That's an episode number 75.
Episode 75.
Where Rob admitted to eating his cum, sampling it, and then he had a tuna can dick.
I tried my cum. I tried it once because I wanted to see what it tasted like. And it tasted like a tuna can. Yes, that's correct.
Like a tuna can.
Ew.
It just tasted like cum, you know. You know, Noah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you got to know what you're putting them through.
Guncry Assassin asks, when is Injection going to start a cam girl branch of the site? This is something that Noah's talked about. She wants to be a cam girl.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to, like, masturbate in front of the
camera. Oh, no, all we do is we just put a camera under the table, and you just, like, like skirt people all night.
As long as it's not
shorts.
Free.
Sure, we'll pay for it.
It'll go.
I mean, they will pay for it.
It'll go to that same big stack of cash from all the live reads.
There you go, live reading the cam, girl.
Meaning Rob's going to spend it on his seltzer.
Is that
stack.
Money they promised you, Noah?
I make my own seltzer. I told you that. I got one of those soda streams. It's very good.
I'm surprised you don't carry that around with you everywhere you go.
Yeah.
I can carry the bottle around that I make the seltzer in. Why would I carry the machine?
You'd be a far more popular gentleman than
you. Yeah, then you can share it.
Seltzer! Free seltzer! Seltzer.
For everyone. Carbonation on the go. You could have like a stand on the corner. Just I'll
charge
carbonate
people.
Stuff for you. Come on. Carbonate some ketchup.
Okay. Carbonation, $5.
No, you can only
carbonate
very,
cat. What do you want?
They're very specific that you can only carbonate water and then you're supposed to add the flavoring after it's carbonated.
What's your favorite flavor?
I don't use the flavors are all disgusting.
I'm
you
a
should
big fan
sell
of
those
them.
Disgusting flavors
really?
To people on
the Oh, you
table.
Have one of these?
Yeah.
I don't really like them. They just taste, I mean, like, the diet soda tastes like bad. It tastes like RC Cola.
The Dr. Pepper knockoff is good. It tastes like Pib.
Ooh.
It's called Dr. Pete.
I've never had that.
Oh,
I've had. I just had, like, the sample.
Pete.
When you buy it, they give you a few sample ones.
Yeah.
And I have, like,
Mr.
the orange.
Unlawful brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Doctor.
I'm a big fan.
Sir Pib.
They sell, like, refills and stuff at Staples for some reason.
Yeah, they
oh,
sell
man,
them all over the place.
I'm always weirded out by the food that gets sold at.
Well, it's not
like,
good. It's just syrup.
Yeah.
No, like they sell like popcorn and.
Well,
hot dogs.
I feel like popcorn is office supplies though.
And
popcorn is office supplies. Like you could have a microphone.
Yeah, it's Rob's office supplies along
That's
with
right.
sunflower seeds.
Oh my god.
Score caramel bars.
What? I don't even know what those are.
Butterfingers.
Noah's
getting
her own advertising dollars. Score obviously paid her.
Under
like, I'll
the
find
table.
A way. I'll find a way to work that in. Don't you guys worry.
Good. Sold. I made my money today. What about you, Sid?
I enjoyed that Snickers earlier.
That I binged.
We're not fair. Yeah, Bing we could get. I don't think we could get a Snickers account.
No.
That's a little too big for us.
No, Nestle.
Maybe $500,000 or whatever the hell those are called.
Look, Darren's upset. Rob, you don't know what Score is?
I have to look it
see?
Up. I have to see the branding.
It's a place where women shake their asses.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Darren will
see. Oh, you know what? I've never had a chocolate. Oh,
you're
delicious
lost.
Milk chocolate crisp butter toffee. Oh, so it's like a Heath bar.
Better.
What does that
it's
have to
better
do
than
shoes?
A Heath bar? I've never seen I don't even recognize
their shoes
packaging.
Called Scores.
I guess.
That's like the strip club Scores.
I do love toffee, though.
I'm
big
sure
fan.
You do.
Like a toffee.
Big
roll.
Fan of sunflower seeds, too. I went crazy on a bag of sunflower seeds the other day. Let me tell you
Rob's
guys.
Rob's exciting life.
Yes.
Yeah, I just watch.
Can you really tell us?
I can really tell you. And then the next morning, my whole I think I lost like 4 pounds.
Were,
my body was cleansed, trying to rid itself of all the sunflower seeds. Like, get it out! Get it all out!
Were you constipated?
No, I was not constipated
well, you're not
because
supposed
I
to
was
eat a shell.
Oh.
You're supposed to
he just chews
shell.
All of it.
Yeah.
No, I know. I have a very good routine.
Technique.
I feel if there was like speed sunflower seed eating,
20 years,
I would
oh.
be a world champion in speed sunflower.
I'm sure
seeding.
They have that somewhere on Brighton Beach.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe I should organize
under
that.
The boardwalk
like,
where they have the
like,
hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
You got like a sandwich key sponsor. You
it
know,
could be
like
an opening act for the hot dog eating contest.
I would do very well. I'm just saying because I have a whole technique. See, people make the mistake of putting the whole sunflower seed in your mouth.
But you want the flavor of the shell because it's salted.
No, you want the seed. I don't like the salt.
I imagine Rob because I remember one time we were
hold on a second, Noah. Did you say you imagined me?
I had a nightmare.
In my mind, I have a horrible memory of standing around with Rob, and he had sunflower seeds in his pocket, and he really was eating them so fast that it was like a waterfall of shells just falling out of his mouth onto the ground, onto the street.
Yeah, it's like the way beavers go through, like,
honestly, after a while, I just stopped thinking about it. I'm just like, boom,
yeah,
boom.
It's a very natural process.
It's very relaxing, I have to say.
He's a nut-eating machine.
That you can also say.
Yeah.
Campion 95 says sunflower seed injection.
Yeah.
Accurate.
That's a birthday present for Rob. A sunflower injection.
I mean, your birthday is coming up. Is that what you want?
It
like
is.
A lifetime supply?
I've cut down I've cut down on the sunflower seeds. I will say that. I've had the same two giant bags in my house all summer.
You have to explain to people the size of your giant bag, though. Because the word giant bag is relative
to
people.
It's like when you go to a grocery store and you get a bag for like the fruits. One of those bags.
A whole entire bag? That's a lot of sunflower seeds.
I don't eat those in like one sitting. Like that's for like a few weeks.
It's more like when you go to the supermarket and you go to where they sell.
The thing
like,
is, also Rob,
almonds and coffee.
I've seen you eating sunflower seeds. I wouldn't consider it a sitting. It's more of a laying.
Reclining.
That's true. My legs are usually up.
Yeah.
Rob's on the same bed with Darren.
The thing is, what? Why did Darren get in here?
That, like, adjustable bed. I keep forgetting the name.
The Craftmatic.
Craftmatic.
Yeah. Sunflower
seeds. No,
seed
the thing
bed.
Is, I like the Turkish sunflower seeds, which are the white, large ones.
Fucking race trader.
That's true. And I can only get them when I visit my parents in the Russian neighborhood at, like, the natural.
Why don't you go to the Turkish neighborhood?
Is there a Turkish neighborhood?
What about online? You could just order them.
I've looked, and like they only have like prepackaged ones, and they're not as good
because
They're not fresh.
Because you're not sitting in a really dirty bin
at
the Russian store.
No, it's clean. It's clean.
Yeah,
sure.
And really, who cares? You don't eat the shell. It just goes in your mouth, and you
yeah. But
spit
if
it out.
Roaches are walking on the shell,
there's no. I would have seen the roaches. It's white sunflower seeds.
The roaches show up once the shells get to his apartment.
That's true.
I found an enormous roach in my room, dead in my room this morning. Like one of those mutant roaches that hangs out around like dominoes usually. I don't know how.
You know one of those dominoes roaches?
Yeah, totally. No, seriously. You know dominoes roaches?
The size of crazy bread, basically?
Yeah, they're like, they walk off with a stick of crazy bread. On
they're eating all that processed cheese.
I don't know how the fuck it got into my house. I don't know how it died. It like, you know how like elephants pick a place and they go and they die? Mm-hmm. I think this roach, like it decided to like make its way up my, like through my front door, up my stairs, and totally was like, I am going to die in the threshold of his door.
There's an Animal Planet show about it being filmed right now.
Yeah. When I come home, I'm going to have to
one
get some residuals
journey.
On that.
Did you give him a proper burial?
I scooped him up in a paper towel, and then I apologized to him. He was still kind of wiggling around, so I think he was slowly dying.
Maybe he was napping.
And then I crunched him
so
that I didn't want to lay him to rest in my garbage. I wanted him to reach Jesus as fast as possible.
I can't deal with roaches. In my last apartment, well, my last two apartments, because they were both on the first floor, I would get huge, huge water bugs, like the size of my hand, and they would, like, fly around.
Oh, no!
So I would just have Raid, and I would just spray...
Isn't that the greatest feeling to raid?
Yeah, I'm like, ha-ha! And it's flying around, and I'm screaming and raiding, and then the thing finally dies, and
that's
I can't...
terrible.
I know it's terrible,
no, you're
but
poisoning yourself.
I know,
I know.
So then I just run into the other room, and I close the door. But I had my landlord come and clean it up, because I couldn't pick it up. I was like, I really need your help, Charlie. I can't pick this up. It's so gross.
This is why women have sex with us. Not
because
they like us, because we clean up bugs. And
And then one time...
My wife actually handles the bug disposal in our house. Yeah,
you just told me a story before we got up here about how you should retell this.
Well, Rob now lives where my wife used to live in the apartment. We sort of swapped when I moved in with my now wife.
They swapped bodies, is what you mean.
Delicious.
Because you couldn't go on living without having Rob next to you all the time.
No. He was over my body. He needed a new body.
Things over Rob's body. Oh, all right. So I was sitting at her computer table on the computer. She's like, Sid, could you come over here for a second? And she called me over to the other side of the room. She's like, could you just leave the room for a second? I was like, why? And she just pushed me out and closed the door.
She was protecting
and
you.
And 5 minutes later, she lets me back in. and there's a pile of about 30 to 50 dead termites, like a foot away from
what?
Where I was sitting. So, like, I was just mindlessly typing away on her computer, and there was, like, a swarm of termites, like right over my head. And she knew that I would have had a heart attack, so she just kicked me out of the fucking room without me noticing.
How did she handle it?
She just swatted and sprayed them all to death and then let me back in.
That woman loves you.
Yeah. Yes, because that's love.
Because Noah would have been like, hey, Sid, what's that?
Yeah.
I would, yeah. But that's smart.
You'd have been like, Sid, stand up for a second.
Yeah. Also, Sid, stand against the wall. Right. I want to take your picture.
Yeah, stand against the wall.
Wait, I have to bang on the wall a little bit.
Further.
Crunch. And had I known that, I might have rethought moving into that apartment.
Yeah. I made sure not to tell you that story until...
Just now.
I feel like I've told you that story before.
No, I never know. Fair. But termites, just spiders, which is really gross. And just seeing spider webs feels so invasive. Like, get out of my home, spiders!
They just go into your mouth or your anus while you're sleeping.
No!
It's not the spiders, no.
No, it is, because they like warm, moist places.
That's those terrible...
Just... Swamp ass? Is that what they like?
Yeah.
No, it's just like I'll look up and in my ceiling there's just spider webs, or like I just have some action figures. Just like that.
Those are action figures, Rob.
No, it's like a Nikolai Volkoff that Noah gave me for my birthday.
Or
a Bender. And then they would make spider webs on the on the figures.
Respectful.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
I think that's dust.
Yeah, that's called
web.
Not cleaning.
Yeah.
It's spider. I know the difference between dust and spider
I don't clean.
Do you leave it or do you, like, dispose of it?
No, I dispose of it. It's gross.
Oh, I leave it. I like looking like I live in a haunted house.
And it's very... I'm walking into something here, but it's very sticky.
The
spider webs.
Spider webs? Or...
And my reaction to the spider webs.
Because you
well.
Like to come on your walls. Like, damn.
Thank you, Noah. Yes, I wait. I get circumcised and then I wait a month and a half. That's episode 43, by the way. Darren's circumcision.
I'm taking notes. So episode 123, 124, 1 through 150.
Yeah.
From what I understand. What
how
episode
much,
are we
how
on
many
now?
Hours is that?
176. We're on episode 176? That's crazy.
How many hours of work is that?
Yeah, but you can't even count this show because you've been...
Rob's mic just went limp. Like so many other things in his life. No,
this is like year 12 of sitting in front of a microphone for you guys. So
It's about 387 hours.
Whoa.
The live cast.
It's not that much.
And then multiply that by random, like, occasions that you did, like, Metal Injection radio show things and... Or they were always podcasts from the beginning?
This? It would just be live. I mean, like, we did video stuff. The video stuff is probably 387 hours. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Let's see how many days that is.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how many days have you spent staring at each other?
I was like, don't even try it.
16 days. That's 16 travel. Days of your life.
Oh, so that's not too much. People can catch up.
No, 16 days of nonstop listening without sleep.
I'll allow 17. They could take a day off in between.
There you have.
See, I have to be honest. The only reason I've never really sat and listened through all of the live cast shows...
Because you have a life?
Because I hang out with you guys normally, and I don't want to go home and listen to hanging out with my friends.
What about when you're all alone and lonely, and you're like, I wish I could hang out, but I don't want to leave my house. Boom, live cast.
Yeah.
Boom. Just spark of joy. It's like you're getting high with
you. You mean like when I call you and you're like, no, I don't want to do it. Look.
Yeah. Next time I'm like, no, just
call people.
Just listen to episode 163. I got really high that episode. It'll be like we're there.
You know what? Next time I take a long cross-country trip, I will take it with my friends Rob, Noah, and Darren. And who else did you?
Sid.
Sid? You've been there since the beginning, right?
Put it on your first
generation
iPod. First generation iPod, this guy.
The shuffle.
Sid, join us, like episode 3 or 4?
Yeah, very early on.
I was in the building for all of them.
Right.
But
he was present for all of them, but
for
the
first
mic.
Couple, I was just in my room like, Rob, this isn't broadcasting. You're not broadcasting. Fix that.
Rob, I can't hear you. Fix it.
Or stop screaming. I'm trying to jerk off in here.
To the live cast?
No, that's why I wanted you to stop screaming.
Oh.
You were louder than the friggin' Asian BBW porn.
Is that what you're doing in your room?
What is BBW? So,
is that big beautiful women or big black women? Because I could never
beautiful.
Because I like the idea of a big, an Asian big black woman.
I thought it was form. Black, black, white. Like three.
Like MMF.
Oh, Noah. Well, let's watch some porn and teach Noah what we're talking about.
That could be it, too, I guess.
Well, I never pressed on my category. But anyway, I'm not really into big, beautiful women or whatever.
Well, see, normal men have to accept that generally we don't get strippers and porn stars. So it behooves the masturbating individual to occasionally whack off to someone that is a little more average to remind your penis that sometimes you will have sex with someone that looks like that and not, you know, Jenna Hayes or whatever.
Marty, are you into BBW porn?
I not particularly. I don't go looking for it, but I don't not masturbate to a
takes all
nice
time.
Curvy lady.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it with like a really heavy set girl?
I've never had sex with a fat chick. I've totally
Marty.
So insensitive. Clearly he hasn't had sex with a fat chick.
Oh, I'm sorry. With a larger lady.
A robust lady.
No, listen, I've totally
voluptuous.
Generally like the voluptuous ladies who have large asses and little tummies that I'm constantly giving them shit about. So it's like that. That's the human condition of I totally like a chick with curves and no baby, you got too many curves.
Yeah.
It's like sorry. Welcome to Catch 22.
If there are any voluptuous ladies listening, Marty's available, 646-929-1357.
Yes, you can come and sit on my face.
Oh, he likes that, ladies.
For at least 30 seconds. And then it's over. And you have to roll me out the door. And then, for the love of God, get up.
I don't think I can watch porn with, like, a fat chick, because I guess I kind of, like, envision myself in the porn, so I like to look at girls.
You envisioning yourself fucking the fat chick?
No, like, I want to be the girl in the porn, so I need it to at least kind of look like my body a little bit.
That's why I can never watch porn with black dudes. Same exact reason.
Really?
Yeah. It takes me out. I need to be able to think that I'm the dude, and if it's a big, uncut black dick, then I can't. It's
I understand
too different.
That. It's
just
also something
black
about
dudes, or are there any other type of guys that you can't watch porn?
I guess.
Once Sid sees the face of the man, he realizes it's not him, and he can no longer masturbate.
Only
POVs.
Sid
only masturbates to POVs.
Those, I don't know. I don't like those.
They make you feel so much like yourself, and that's not attractive.
The angles are too limited.
Sometimes
I like the
POV angle, but there has to be a wide shot too.
Yeah.
It's nice when they're looking up.
Can I just say that sometimes I get really frustrated that when I'm having sex, I can't get the same angles that I normally do in porn, and thus I am actually
there just has
led
to be communication.
Into the sex I'm having.
You're trying to direct it as it's happening.
But also,
like,
don't
I,
you
only
feel
I could
about...
twist my head under my own sack.
Don't
to watch
you feel that it looks
on.
So much easier on screen than it is to like actually do it? Like,
I think I just have to start filming it.
Or
I've
you
never
have
to
learn
to
yoga.
Because...
You have to be more flexible so you can rotate your head underneath your legs.
Do yoga. Do cardio so you have better stamina.
I'm trying. I've started stretching. Soon I will be able to stick my head up my own ass. And...
He won't
then who needs a girl?
He won't be pulling his leg muscle while he's plowing a girl.
There you go. When I twist my neck all the way behind myself to get a look at me fucking her.
Where do we go from there, people? Where
Sid,
do we go
wait,
from there?
A moment to ponder that, you know? Just
Sid's cartoon porn collection says, who's
what?
This new guy?
Cartoon porn
This
collection.
New guy is Marty.
He's our longtime friend. He was in the, like when we used to do videos, he was in a few videos.
He was in our VJ search.
He was in Metal Idol.
He was in Metal Idol.
Yes, he was in both of those, yeah.
Yeah, I
was
in Metal
Idol. On both
was...
Cody Melancholy, right?
Yep. He was very emo.
Yeah. In the... What was it, the Halloween episode? The Christmas episode?
Which Halloween episode were you in?
The one where we shot in Aaron's house. Frank did that.
Oh, the Christmas Halloween episode.
The Christmas Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
both
yeah, yeah.
of them combined together.
And
with
you were in the Christmas episode where I found the Twisted Sister Christmas
yes,
album.
I played Conversational Man number 4.
Yep, you were one of the extras in that.
This was back when Metal Injection filmed things other than Trivium members playing folk songs.
Yeah.
Now that's exclusively what Metal Injection videotaped.
Well, we've talked about this. We save all the comedy for the live cast.
Right. That's true.
So
wait, you're saying that the Trivium videos were not meant to be funny?
Burn.
That's right. Guy what? From Trivium. I called you out.
That people in Trivium.
With your Too True to the Original cover of Hurt.
Oh, I didn't even hear that cover.
Shall I play it?
Have you heard the original?
Of
I picture
Hurt?
It slightly crappier. There you go. Bam.
I like the version that Johnny Cash did.
Well, I like the version that Kermit did.
Yes, that's the best one.
Do you have that, Rob?
Yes.
Make it happen.
Oh, I think I actually have the audio of that. I don't even have to look it up on YouTube.
Make it so, Robford.
I knew I should. Oh, I don't have it.
Now we need Fozzie Bear to cover a Trivium song just to have balance.
I think Fozzie Bear is in another one. He does backup for like another one of the songs.
I was like, wow, Matt's a really good guitar player.
I hurt myself today. To see
that part of that video,
I
just
still
how
feel.
Which is how I like the picture. I really like the picture that he goes home and smokes cigarettes and masturbates. Pictures of his piggy.
The only thing that's real.
It doesn't even sound like Kermit.
The needle.
Sound like Trivium?
The old familiar thing.
Yeah, there's nothing like seeing Kermit.
I thought he was
going to
change the lyrics.
No, it's the clean cover. I have this in rotation on my iPod.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, no.
I love it.
Super Nintendo Chalmers said, "Band should hire Sid to keep them from getting overblown egos."
Yeah.
Everyone should hire Sid to keep them
for
in check.
Something,
talk
yeah.
shit. If only I could get paid to talk shit to people. Good God. You know what, though? That wouldn't be a good idea because I would be so happy with my career.
That's
that
you would have to hire
such a
positive someone.
Yeah.
I would
true.
No longer have negative things to say because I'd be so
sorry. You'd always be friends with Rob. And he will always put you in your place.
That's right.
Not to mention you're married. So
I
you
thought
have your
you
wife, too.
I thought you meant I'd always have Rob to say negative things about so I'd never lose my touch. Either one.
Well, you do it for free for Rob.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to hire you.
You're welcome, Robert.
We all do it for free for Rob. Because Rob is a no-talent hack.
Whoa. Cut his mic off. Darren in the chat.
Off the script.
3D says, Sid should do the Warrior show, but the opposite. Demotivate them.
Yeah.
Like,
asking Alexandria, stop making music.
It's like, how long was your tour? Come on. You missed Breaking Bad season premiere. You cut that tour short. What's wrong with you guys?
Where are
TV
your
show?
Priorities?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Marty, you don't really think I'm a talent hack, right?
No, Rob, I love you.
Oh.
You know I let you into my home.
You don't let no talent hacks into your home? Is that what you're saying?
Are you calling all my friends no talent hacks?
No, I'm saying the people that you don't let over are no talent hacks. You're saying since you let me
absolutely.
Into your home.
Absolutely. If you are not allowed into my home, it is because I believe that you are no talent hack. I actually have a talent agency that I'm running out of my bathroom. There's one interview and it requires you dropping your pants.
Interesting. Your cat is your secretary, right?
Yes. She takes calls for me.
I want to ask you, Marty, do you still have the bats hanging in your house?
I do. It's been like 3 years and I still have
what?
Bats.
One Halloween, Marty had a crazy idea. Like, hey, let me hang out bats. It'll be decorative because it's Halloween.
I threw a Halloween party for the first time in my life. I actually gave a shit.
And then I went and
got like carnival tickets and I gave people tickets and I did like a raffle and I gave out like
so
little bottles of liquor and like 99-cent dinosaur figurines and shit.
Nice.
So I cut out like little bats. From construction paper, and I hung them up by string. And I really liked living in a cave, so I totally left them up. And to this day, it really confuses me because people come over to my house and no one ever says anything about the bats. Like people who just met me, who come with other people.
You just figure you're
they're like, hi. And they're like,
yeah.
Oh, he's so eccentric.
No one ever goes,
well, that's because they're
what's
guests in your home. They're not going to start criticizing your decorations.
But when you go to the bathroom, they're like, what the
fuck? Yeah.
I also... You know, FYI, I also have, like, skulls and lots of fossil-type shit just laying around my apartment. So the bats aren't that out of place.
Yeah.
In comparison to, like, the horseshoe crab in a jar that looks like, you know, that's on the way to the bathroom. You know, it looks like you're going to get a face hugger attacking you.
Campion says, Marty is Batman.
I am Batman.
You've got a little Christian Bale-ishness to you.
Yeah, I'll punch someone in the face. If they fuck up my shot.
I went to see Batman with Marty and Marina.
I have never seen Noah so excited as during that movie. You had like the biggest smile on your face.
Because of Tom Hardy.
His face was covered the whole time.
His body. I like looking at his body.
I'm like, oh, Noah's really enjoying the movie.
Tom Hardy is behind you. What do you want him to do to you right now? Go.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
I want him to start with his hands around my hips, and then I want him to work all the way up and fondle me.
In your boobies?
And then we're going to go to the bedroom, and I'm not going to tell you
anything. And that's all you guys are going
to
know about.
Now,
I want him to pick me up and just take me to the bedroom and have his way with me.
Do you want to – okay, so you want to just lay there, and he could put his penis in whatever hole he wants, or are you going to be the active bottom?
I would probably
this terminology, Robert. What is going on?
I would probably succumb.
She'd just lay there and be like, do whatever
you
want.
Suck his cum. Interesting.
I would, whatever he would want me to do.
Isn't he into dudes?
If sex starts with her sucking his cum, then that
is exactly
what well, he's in a serious relationship. I think he's married. Yeah. Or he's in a serious relationship.
To a dude.
He's Elton Johnson.
He could be the one that is MMF. You never know.
Or BBW, possibly.
Is that like DTF? What is MMF?
In episode number...
A few episodes ago.
160 or something.
No, make sure you fix your glasses when you say that.
It's male, male, female. There's also MMF.
Oh, okay.
MFF.
I thought you were like MMA.
Oh, yeah. Mixed martial fucking.
Yeah. I've seen that.
All right.
The internet. Actually, I watched Bronson the other night. Have you guys?
That's
seen
a good
Bronson?
One. Yeah,
I
really like
that.
There is
favorite.
So much. Yeah, there's a lot of penis in that movie.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, that man's a shower.
He's
great. I've not seen that
movie. He's just crazy. He seems like a crazy.
It's really good. It's about this British criminal who's basically just like he's kind of like a Batman supervillain in the sense that he just doesn't give a shit and just wants to start trouble.
Pretty much an outcast of society, and he just likes to get into fights and be violent. So he gets locked up, and then he gets into fights in the penitentiary. So they
keep putting him... Just to fuck with them. He starts fights.
Yeah, just because
not
that's what he likes
inmates,
to do.
With the security guards.
Yeah, so he just beats people up, but he never kills anyone or anything. So they keep locking him up more and more. They put him in solitary. He beats up the agents. They put him in a mental home. He, like, beats up one of the patients. And then he gets out of there, and then he's free in society, and he hates it, so he gets back into jail.
Yeah, you should totally tell them the rest of the movie there, Noah.
Why is it called Bronson?
Because his nickname is Charlie Bronson.
Oh, because he wanted to pick the name of an action star. And
but Charles Bronson's always beating up the bad guys in his movies.
Well,
he's never
in his head,
guy.
Everyone's the bad guy.
Oh. Darren asks, Noah, would you make Tom Hardy wear his Bane mask when he tongues your baklava?
Baklava?
He means my baklava.
Your vagina.
Baklava is a kind of fish. It's like salted cod. Uh-huh.
I was.
So, hey.
Listen, I didn't say
your baklava would be your anus.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's really funny that people in the chat like, if Noah likes Tom Hardy, she should see War. It's like,
thank you.
Noah
I've
has seen
Warrior.
All Tom Hardy movies.
I haven't seen all Tom Hardy
Noah
movies.
Noah is the president of the Tom Hardy fan club.
I
want to
see more Tom Hardy penis.
I thought Sean was the president of that fan club.
Oh, that would be the MMF.
Sean was definitely talking about Tom Hardy before Noah was.
It's true.
He was on the I Want to Fuck Tom Hardy bandwagon way before you, Noah.
I like visiting...
Nobody make a drop of that, by the way. Please.
There's a blog that's dedicated to him. It's called Hardy, Hardy, Tom Hardy, or something like that.
Rob, what's the name of your blog?
Party Hardy, Tom Hardy.
Okay. Just want to make sure no
what a coincidence. Party Hardy, Rob Bloggy.
Is it a Tumblr?
Just pictures of his dick.
Yeah.
After watching Bronson, I am now a fan of Tom Hardy. I don't know who the fuck he was even after watching Batman.
Like
he was in
same...
Inception.
Was he in
the, what? Yeah, he was one of the guys in Leo DiCaprio's
guy.
I was like one big meathead dude.
That's really the role that kind of mainstreamed him.
I had no idea who that. He was just, he looked like the guy from, what's his name? The one who has to keep running around before his fucking heart explodes.
Oh, the...
The dude from, like, Lock, Stock.
Yeah,
the transporter dude. Yeah. I totally thought it was just, like, another dude who looked like him, so they just, like, yeah, you're close enough.
Tom
Hardy's
way puffier.
No, like, he's a really good actor. Like, I was really blown away.
I'm saying just in the face. He's puffier.
He seems like he's in the same vein as Greg from Dillinger. Like, there's that, like, psychotic element to them.
Yeah.
And they're crazy.
Like, totally intelligent and on the level.
Very intelligent
and artistic. But something slightly wrong.
Yeah.
And Noah likes wrong people.
Yes.
If she sees something wrong in your head, yeah, she's coming closer.
That could be an episode title, Noah Likes Wrong People.
Like Noah introduces you to wrong people.
All right, let's take a quick music break.
Great segue.
Cut the momentum dead in its
yes,
track.
Yes, please. So we can eat more burritos.
And look at pictures of Tom Hardy.
Let's kick it off with a new track from The Faceless. They put out their album, Autotheism, last Tuesday. It's really, really good. I like it a lot. Sid would hate it, so you should totally pick it up. Here is the track, Deconsecrate.
Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at BlandInjection. It's mostly me making fun of Noah, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it.
Right from the tree, he's my leader, he's over, he's my hero.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Keep listening to the Metal Injection live cast, you whack-ass busters. Or I'll bust a robotic cap in yo ass. Fools.
Hey queers, are you ready to shit blood out of your ears? Because it's the Metal Injection Live cast, right now.
All right, it's hour two of the Metal Injection Live cast. Noah?
The Metal Injection Live cast is brought to you by Truth. Truth's giving you a chance to win free tickets to the 2012 Rockstar Uproar Festival daily. Visit facebook.com/truthorange for your chance to win. Yep, it's that easy, guys.
Whoa. It does sound really easy, Noah. Mm-hmm.
Did you add the guys? Was that an ad lib?
Yes. No charge for that extra word.
Nice. Value added.
We have a fallen live cast station on the phone. Darren, you're with us.
Yeah, blazing hip-hop and R&B, Hot 97. Hello.
As you got on the line,
of
we were
course.
Like, Sean, are you coming? And he goes, ugh, Vanessa just got home and woke me up. I passed out without an alarm set.
Here,
WTF.
Here Sean.
Yeah, WTS.
Stop yeah. typing in the chat
yeah,
an answer.
You.
You've offended him. He's out of
well, if we can hear him typing, clearly.
Does he have an ear infection?
Maybe he doesn't like the word
it
Sean.
It makes sense now.
Hello?
Darren. Oh, he hung up.
What the fuck is going on?
How dare he?
He's like, I call these motherfuckers up, and the first thing they say is something about Sean. I'm done with this. I would have hung
Darren
up also.
Darren was expecting to be Skyped, where he can sign to you the problem with his hearing that he's currently having.
I bet we get his...
Hello?
Darren. Oh.
What is going on?
Darren!
Darren's trapped in a basement with his
Darren!
iPhone.
That's really good.
That's so good.
You don't need these
Darren!
All right.
What is going on?
Darren's going to be calling
Should
back.
Should we call him and I'll just say that and we'll hang up?
Try again. I feel like we call him and he calls us.
And he's like, damn it. Who's calling me right now?
Oh, he is calling.
Call each other when you don't show up.
Darren?
Try to.
Darren?
Darren?
Hello?
What the fuck is going on?
You're going to have to talk to him in the chat room. And be like, I'm sorry, whatever I did. I apologize.
He's wanting us. But
maybe he just forgot how to use
a
telephone.
He's IMing me, and he's saying he's talking, and no one is responding.
But he just hung up. Unless we have a Darren impersonator calling in.
What? So I'm assuming it might be something with our calling system.
So why don't you restart the phones?
No, the phones look like it's a...
I mean,
no,
Darren hung up the phone, so...
That's our...
Since it appears.
All right, I'm telling Darren we should try one more time.
That's the mother computer.
How many more
you don't
times, Rob?
Goodbye. All right, I'm going to get Darren to call one more time. We're going to talk about the Dave Mustaine story and what a story it has become.
Says the man who fanned the fire.
What? Tell us, Rob, what kind of story has it been?
There was many fan fires. Fire fans?
What? Are you speaking English
many
right now?
Many people fanning the fire.
Many people fanning the fire. Thank you. Mr. Delgado, are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay, great.
So
can we still hear you?
Well, every time that I called, I would say something and all the sound would cut out, and then I would hear you like talking about something else, so I thought you didn't hear what I was saying.
Oh, weird. Well, we restarted the phone lines. Now we're back. Darren, how are you feeling before we get back to Dave Mustaine?
Like shit.
Now,
I feel terrible. I have like a 100 fever.
Oh.
And I hate to miss shows because I know how we all rag on Sean and stuff for not showing up. But I really I couldn't even get out of bed today.
You hear the excuse?
Huh?
Did you hear the excuse Sean gave?
No, I didn't. Well, I heard part of it, and then I hung up to try to call back in, so I missed the gist of it.
The excuse is that he fell asleep without putting an alarm on.
Oh, okay.
WTF, Darren.
We're here to use that
but
one.
You sound great, Darren. You sound like a million bucks. You sound like is in a notch above 99, I got to tell you.
I'm pro, you know.
Darren, thank you for actually calling in when you're, like, feverish.
Yeah, I'm on the brink of death right now.
Yeah, I'm feeling like death, but you still call in. Sean could, like, wake up and call us and say, hey, guys, I'm here.
Yeah, but he won't do that.
No. So we're talking about Dave Mustaine made some controversial statements earlier this week. Well, last week he made the statements, but this video came out this week where he was playing in Singapore, and he just starts talking shit about Obama, and he goes, back in my country, my president, and then makes the puking sign with his finger.
My country sucks. I wish I was a Singaporean.
He did say, why am I even saying this? Oh, the video has been removed.
What happened?
No.
Government conspiracy.
Oh.
Yeah.
He really does have friends in the FBI.
Yeah. They could. Oh, no.
We can just give the gist of what it was.
But
Rob's mic has, again, gone limp.
Wait, maybe on TMZ they downloaded it and then they... so this story is getting press everywhere. Everyone covered it. TMZ, Huffington Post.
They talked about it on Opie and Anthony and other radio shows.
It's pretty great. Okay, so I think TMZ re-uploaded it themselves, but they know the deal. They know these types of videos get taken down.
Yeah. So why don't you run down what he basically said, though?
Basically, he said that Obama wants to pass gun control, so he's been staging all of these shootings, like the Aurora gun shooting at the Batman screen. Temple shooting.
The gun shootings are the worst.
Yeah, the gun. Yeah, well,
that sounds like a really good movie.
Cum shooting. You don't want cum shooting.
Cum
squirting.
Basically saying Obama's doing this so he can pass gun control, which is so disrespectful to these poor families of these Aurora.
Also, Obama hasn't said a single word about gun control since he's gotten elected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of, like, the Brady Bill people vote him as one of the worst for gun control. Of all people in office anywhere.
Yeah. So, again, making no sense. So,
all part of the scam, man.
Here's the...
Back in my country...
Rob, is that you?
My president.
Yep.
Hold on, pause it for a second.
So he's staging all of these...
Hey, we love Obama!
Murders. Did you hear that? That's my favorite part.
Go fuck yourself,
people,
Dave.
Singapore
loves
Obama.
Do you know how, like, conservatives always say, I love America. If you don't love America, get the fuck out. And everything, you know, love it or leave it and all that shit. But they hate every single thing about America and Americans.
Well, remember when Disney chicks said something about George W. Bush and it, like, completely tanked their career?
Right.
How is what Dave Mustaine did any different, but somehow... There's not, like, I mean, I guess his career isn't really in the place where the Dixie Chicks
are. Yeah, more than the Dixie
Chicks.
I believe the point is that Obama's black, so
yeah,
everyone's
okay.
piling
yeah.
on him because
yeah.
they're not treating him
like
he's
a
real
president.
Yeah, it's like,
he wasn't even born
in this
yeah.
country.
Yeah.
But I think you're really onto something there, because I think it's what they were really saying. Like, they were saying you can't say that about the president, but they were really saying you can't say that about the current
president. Yeah.
Like, if you have a valid criticism, then you can criticize the president all you want. But if it's against Bush, then you're an asshole.
Yeah.
That's what I took out of it.
Yeah. There we go.
Like the Fast and Furious thing down at the border in Aurora, Colorado, all the people that were killed there. And now the beautiful people at the Sikh Temple.
The Sikh Temple.
People at the Sikh Temple beautiful, and everyone else not beautiful.
It's
even though they're Muslims.
God. Talking to JD, our promoter here tonight. What a great guy. I was saying, you know, I don't know where I'm going to live if America keeps going the way it's going. Because
not here.
How come he doesn't have the balls to do this in America?
That's the thing. It's
yeah.
That's, I feel, what makes it even more offensive, that he went to another country
yeah.
to bitch about his own country.
Yeah.
Well, that's
hey, Dave, you're not welcome here.
I think he doesn't think they speak English.
He's got
it. He's just doing a monologue, you know, just like a soliloquy
himself. I wish I had the whole thing because he was doing a monologue before that. Someone threw a shoe on stage, and he was doing like this whole bit about it.
Someone threw a shoe at him.
You ever notice how people throw shoes at concerts? What's the deal with that?
You're not getting your shoe back. There's going to be someone in the pit with one
Get
shoe
off my
on.
Yard.
I'm taking
your shoe as a tax. Now you know how it feels to be an American.
What about Dave? Dave needs shoes.
Shoe tax.
Hey, Dave, you know Riff Singapore. Go home, shuck up with Marty Friedman. Riff with Chris Poland.
No? Oh.
Move down here to Singapore.
Oh, this is good.
Curry sells, but he's buying.
So yeah, and then obviously there's this whole hoopla. So where
this whole hoopla?
There's
right,
whole controversy.
All
right,
Grandpa.
There's a hoopla about Dave Mustaine in Hollywood.
What about all this hoopla?
So where?
Hoopla. Obama's pro hoopla. That's why I hate him.
He's our first hoopla president.
Where does he go? But of course, to Alex Jones, which is like you could find something worse than Fox News.
Yeah.
Alex.
By the way, hoopla is an anti-Kenyan slur. I don't know if you know that.
All right, let's hear this segment. He was on the phone clearing his name to InfoWars.
And joining us on the phone line is the founder of Megadeth, Dave Mustaine.
Hello, Alex.
He wants to clarify and respond to the huge international story.
Alex Jones
that has,
sounds like this is
broken the in the last 24 hours concerning his comments taken out of context
like.
At an overseas concert concerning the tragic shootings in the last month here in the United States. Dave,
they're
thanks for
tragic,
being with us.
See what had happened was.
It's good to be with you.
Dave, they are certainly attacking the First Amendment and trying to basically twist what you've said.
Right.
So
by playing it word for word on the TV.
It's on video.
Yeah.
They're twisting it by quoting him directly.
And also, the thing is, I feel like criticizing someone for saying something stupid is now attacking the First Amendment.
Yeah
ever since Sarah Palin. Name a newspaper you read. What? How dare you ask me that?
Journalism. More of that hoopla.
Hoopla.
What did you really mean by what you said, Dave?
I don't understand. Like, what would you really mean? Like, is there a way to misinterpret
Dave, did
that?
Did you really mean that Obama killed, like, had those people murdered?
Yeah.
Dave, when you said Negroes shouldn't drink out of the same water fountain as white people, what did you actually mean by that?
See, I was not. That was taken totally out of context. I love hooplas.
Look, first off, it's good to be with you, Alex. And to clarify things, no one can deny that there were criminal rogues in the administration. And
thanks for clarifying that.
CBS News got the memos. Congress has the information. And basically, Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America, who's a highly respected person, said that.
What is that? Yeah.
I respect America.
Yeah. I respect the president.
I respect the Larry Pratt. He's the real.
He's the real gun owner.
He's the real gun association leader, but he's the Jew. He's also the hoopla.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not good hoopla, motherfucker.
Yes, they'd be capable of staging anything. And it was all done to blame the Second Amendment. We'd be fooled not to look at this. You know, our U.S. Border Patrol agents were killed.
He's not answering.
I was just quoting Larry.
Can you pause this for a second, Rob, please?
Yeah. He's actually elaborating on the fact that it was.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. This is him clarifying.
He is insane.
To him, clarifying means repeating the same insane shit that he just said.
Yeah. That's it, bottom line.
I wonder why they're not attacking Larry. He's been in the news. He's been on my show, but he's been in major newspapers saying, look, thousands died in Mexico, hundreds in the U.S., Border Patrol agents, police officers. And as you said, you've done your homework. CBS News months ago got the memos where they said they were going to blame the Second Amendment. So I think you're clarifying, though, with that criminal rogue statement that you're saying we don't know Obama. When we say Obama, we mean the administration.
Oh, when we say we, first of all, I like how he's talking for Dave. That's number one.
Well, clearly,
Dave made such a mess of talking for himself that Alex Jones had to jump in.
And number two, it's like them saying, why aren't people attacking Larry Pratt? Because this is the first time I've ever heard who the fuck Larry Pratt is.
Also, if people are attacking Larry Pratt, then you just have him on your show and defend him. So what's the difference?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
they're all on the same fucking side.
It would be the opposite thing. Like, why is no one attacking Dave Mustaine?
Yeah.
But also, the other thing is that Dave Mustaine is an ass. Like, he's a loudmouth, ignorant. Like, at least Larry Pratt, that's his one thing. You know, his one thing is guns. He's well-versed in the bullshit he's saying. You know, like, there's no ridicule there. But people are ridiculing Dave Mustaine because he heard for 20 seconds on Fox something that got in his brain, and now that's his cause, and he sounds like a complete fucking idiot. So that's why TMZ picks up on it.
Exactly. I mean, clearly, people in the administration, and they won't release the rest of the documents they're covering up, they did do this. They did stage a false flag. So is that what you're clarifying, that you're saying somebody in the administration could have been behind this?
Right. You know, when you're in the heat of the moment, when you're
on
the stage.
What a great photo they chose of him.
And you're talking, you know.
There are no good photos of Dave anymore.
Like to be, but like I said, I was just quoting what Larry said, and you know, we really need to investigate this, and we need to have the Attorney General release the documents and find out who's responsible for this. People died, you know, the democratic process is let's investigate, let's find out what's going on here.
I don't understand what he's saying. Oh, I said something in the heat of the moment. But he's not retracting anything he said. So what does the heat of the moment have to do with anything?
Quoting someone else.
I think he was saying that he wasn't clarifying enough. He was too brief.
I think the basic point is, when I said Obama, I didn't mean necessarily Obama. It could have been somebody Obama hired.
When I said my president, I meant, you know, the
administration.
Whole office.
Administration.
Not
anybody
the president.
But yeah, someone that knows the president. Killed Bobby.
I'm a janitor that works in the Department of Justice.
I mean, I have friends in the CIA.
You may have been one of them.
Not anymore.
Yeah, none of them are returning his calls.
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, he thinks they're friends, but they're just...
Yeah, they're just spying on him, keeping tabs.
Yeah, that's who recorded that YouTube clip.
I'm the victim again.
You know, and I respect... And
we just have to go back. He said, I love
him. General released the documents and find out who's responsible for this. People died. You know, the democratic process is let's investigate, let's find out what's going on here. I love our country, you know, and I respect. And
I love you.
I respect this country. This country is the rule.
You know, my whole thing with this is that I think we should just look into it.
Well, I'm gonna air this here on the radio, Dave, and I'm going to add to it the fact that a bunch of Democratic strategists have said on Hardball, but also in memos, that a mass shooting would help them, quote, reconnect with the public. And we were talking just last week on the phone when you were overseas with me. We were talking.
That's such an out-of-context quote, though, too. It's not like they're going around saying, hey, we need a mass shooting to reconnect with the public.
Also, do you necessarily believe that there's even proof that somebody actually said that?
Yeah, I guess that's true as well. But, I mean, really, it could just be somebody from Hardball going, how do you feel these gun shootings?
Again with the gun shootings. Why do you say what else would somebody be shooting?
No, that's the plan. They're going to shoot guns because they hate guns so much.
Yeah.
In this country, we have to be very specific when we talk about sex. I don't want to hear about a penis when I'm discussing
guns. Rifle? Okay,
like, would shootings help, you know, push this gun control? And they'd be like, yeah, of course, definitely. Mm. So that could be.
There you go.
Thing.
You set it up. Yeah.
In a related story, there's been a rash of uncontrolled penis sex going around.
We must control this penis sex outbreak.
That's it.
The witnesses, the president of the Sikh group, said they were being cased by multiple men. Multiple witnesses reported up to four shooters. I mean, we'd be crazy not to question the fact that with the Batman tragedy and the Sikh tragedy, it doesn't add up.
He sounds like a Home Shopping Network seller right there. It doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up. Two people used guns and killed lots of people in one after the other, very close proximity.
And I love that there's this like whole conspiracy about there being multiple shooters at this Aurora shooting.
Yeah.
Because some people initially reported that they thought they saw two people. It's like it happens so fast.
It's a fucking theater where the entire movie is the sound of gunfire.
And it's
and
dark.
It's pretty fucking dark in the theater.
And you see how angry people get when they can't find the seat.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out now there's a picture of Obama in the theater with a shotgun.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what Dave saw on the internet.
Oh, there's one
that's
more.
That's what Dave photoshopped.
There's one more.
The video.
I don't know how to use that program.
There's some questions here. You know, I just think that we deserve to know the truth. That's it.
I'm not up on technology. I still have a Nokia phone, flip phone. That's why they took this video, you up there in the heat of the moment on the stage, tongue-in-cheek, and tried to twist it. They want to attack
twist it
the
to
First
what?
Amendment and shut
twist
us
it
up.
To what he just explained. They
twisted it to exactly what he said and just confirmed by confirming it on the Alex Jones show.
Confirming it.
Yeah.
Yes. But that's how so apparently they twisted it because he stands behind everything he said.
Yeah, as long as at the end you look like you're satisfactorily... happy with what you said, you know, and how you came off. Then,
well, and the other
Obama staged Marty's speech impediment.
He's like, I just think, you know, we deserve the answers. We just deserve the truth. But the only truth he would accept is the one that confirms what he's already assuming.
Right.
So the truth was, no, you're full of shit and you're a lunatic. You'd be like, no.
So they have all those guys in custody. Eventually, we're going to find out why they did it by asking them.
Yeah.
But then he won't even believe it.
No, exactly.
He'll be like, they told him to say that they did it.
Because conspiracy theorists only believe their preconceived conspiracy theory.
Like
how much you want to bet
for sure
he's going to go off on this crazy tangent and then he's going to say that he was abducted by aliens and they programmed some type of computer chip and installed in him.
Like Joaquin Phoenix?
I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens. Obama's an alien.
I got some great tweets in response to writing about this, and I mean,
how many of them were not anti-Semitic?
I did not hold back my opinion on Dave being an idiot. I was trying to censor him. I was.
Rob, you're a fag, Jew, piece of shit.
One of them was, "Do you quote trust Obama?" Do you also swallow that 9/11 storyline, hook, line, and sinker? You will think for yourself.
Sign Nick.
Some really great. Let's see.
Just for the record, I don't trust anyone, even Rob.
Trust nobody.
This made me think. Wish Rob would take his own advice. We read the site for music news, not your opinion on Mustaine's opinion.
Why not? It's something relevant to metal.
Yeah.
They're attacking your First Amendment.
And also,
right,
I showed other people's opinion to Dave Mustaine's opinion.
You should show them your Second Amendment right.
Yeah. You can't censor my First Amendment rights.
I will shoot you in the face.
Let me see if I can find any more. There's a bunch.
Just read every single Facebook comment. They were all pure stupidity gold.
People do not like talking about the Saints. But...
Oh, wow. There is a... Fuck that, Obama admitted equals Obama, just like I am a direct reflection of my parents. He may be saying some crazy shit, but he's right for hating Obama. He's just further destroying this country. We need a leader like Ron Paul.
Bye.
But bashing conservatives makes you look like a typical liberal. I'm not claiming to be either. I'm independent American.
Bashing liberals doesn't make you look like a typical conservative. Like,
yeah, if you want to bash Dick for ignorant comments, that's one thing. But to retaliate with your clearly liberal opinions makes you look like a part of the typical Dem and Republican debate.
Which you're above the debate, right? Fucking libertarian. You know what a libertarian is? They support every Republican policy, but they have to say that they're better than everybody. They're like music hipsters.
Well, I was about to say, it's like somebody who lives in Williamsburg and is like, man, I hate all the hipsters in Williamsburg. I'm
yes.
totally not one, but everyone else is.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You're
part I was for the right to anything before it was cool to be for the anything.
Libertarians are just Republicans that want the right to smoke pot.
Yeah.
Which I can agree with. I support Dave Mustaine 100%. There's a First Amendment right to say whatever the fuck you want. If you fucks don't believe that our government would fuck us over for personal gain, you are so totally fucked in the head.
Personal gain. What's the personal
okay.
gain that Obama gets from passing gun control?
We are discussing here that Sikhs were murdered and that people were murdered in a movie theater by our government just so that we would start a conversation about gun control,
yeah.
which we could have done anyway because we kill like 5,000 fucking people a year
yeah.
compared to other countries like 30. So that's not even necessary.
What?
Should, by the way, you want the real answer, I mean, what they think the answer is to that question you just asked?
We
what?
Want the real.
The real answer is that they think that Obama wants to control gun. He wants gun control so that people won't have guns when they impose martial law on all the good risk conservative people.
Well, absolutely, but no one's going to take away your guns in this country. They just don't want you to have fucking bazookas.
Right, I agree
but that's not
that.
Right because bazookas
guns.
Are cool.
Yeah.
You know, like AK-47s are awesome.
Hollow point bullets.
And it's like, why can't you just, you know, how about like replica bullets? Or some shit.
Yeah.
Real guns, replica bullets. Don't let them have the
well,
bullets.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody's so concerned about the Second Amendment rights, and this is what our founding fathers wanted. Okay, so you get to have the same guns they did then. How
yeah.
about that? None of this
you
new shit.
You bring that musket into
yeah.
the theater,
when
and
this,
you reload it. After 40 seconds, when you have like
yeah.
six people stomping
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Like, Uzis didn't exist when that amendment was written.
Yeah.
So why should they be covered under it? That's it.
It's silly because Dave Mustaine said something fucking stupid, and it's fine to point out that Dave Mustaine said something stupid, but to then be like, how dare you have an opinion about the government or whatever? He can have all the fucking opinions he wants, but do you really believe that our government would, you know, I totally believe that it would systematically murder people that it totally wanted to, like,
no.
you know, assassinating people with drones and shit.
Yeah.
I also
but,
don't like that he makes people pay, like, $60 to go see him, and then he forces them to listen to him.
Absolutely.
Just play your fucking guitar and sing Megadeth.
It's like, I have
preach.
No problem with, you know, your music or your opinions. Just don't fucking mix them because you turn people off that way.
Here's a regular Sherlock poem. Why is there always a massacre before unpopular gun laws are about to be enforced? What gun laws? Where are these gun laws?
First of all, he means passed because
yeah.
there aren't any unpopular gun laws to enforce because the NRA fucking runs
yeah.
this country. So, and there's no, and there aren't any gun laws about to be passed. It's not up for.
There's
yeah.
talking about it.
Yeah.
This is staged by the government. Witnesses saw two shooters. And gas grenades thrown from both sides of the theater. And the guy that used to take the fall is obviously
wait,
drugged out of his mind.
Wait, so
there were
one
so many witnesses there.
One shooter is a lone madman.
Yeah.
Two shooters, government conspiracy. That's the, is that the rule?
Unless it's two shooters and it was really one guy.
You just blew my fucking mind.
America has been plotting domestic terror attacks since the 60s. Don't watch the news. Dave Mustaine is correct. Rob Injection, you are a Muppet.
What?
And the rest of you sheep with your negative comments.
Well, the way your hair looks today, you almost
yeah.
look like you're...
I do enjoy a little Fozzie Bear. Waka, waka, waka. Right, guys? Waka,
waka.
Thank you.
This
like
is
Gonzo
the nose.
Better, yeah.
What you know?
Mm-hmm. What could you do with that nose?
Don't look at my finger.
No, because you just sit on his face.
That's the episode title.
So, intimation, Dave.
Just stay the fuck home.
Just stay the fuck home and
let us
yeah. remember you.
Yeah,
as
we've heard the song.
It's okay. It's okay.
People
who pay for his show.
Yeah.
what if Obama came to one of his shows?
Yeah, imagine if Obama was a huge Megadeth fan and he heard this and now he's all really upset.
He's like, Michelle, throw out throw out Rust in Peace. I can't. Peace is no longer selling, and I am no longer buying, Michelle.
Let's do countdown.
Look, Peace.
I wonder what other conspiracies Dave Mustaine thinks there are that the government isn't telling him about.
I'm sure there's a moon landing.
Maybe him and Ventura can have a show together.
Or wrestling.
He thinks the government created tropical fantasy so it could lower the testosterone of black men.
You'll see it in a year.
Wait, Darren, what did you say?
I said he thinks that the government created tropical fantasy soda so that they could lower the testosterone of black men.
Will we support that?
Yeah, he would. That's the one thing he likes that Obama did.
So the women are plugging it. Tropical fantasy. Those of you that don't know what tropical fantasy is, pretty much the cheapest soda you can buy. Back in the day, it was 50 cents. Now I think it's a dollar.
Okay. It was terrible, Tom.
Oh, some flavors weren't so bad. Like grape.
Why are you looking at me
maybe
right
like
now?
The carton?
Do you know, Sid?
I never
like
you never had tropical fantasy or pineapple
from
soda?
From a very young age, I was groomed to believe that that was for a certain demographic that I was not a part of.
Oh, no.
Listen, this is how it was, but I'm not saying it's right and wrong. I'm saying this is how it was. Quarter drinks. They were the best.
Those are gross.
Gross.
That was like a
it's
sugar
really
bottle.
Sugar, water,
color.
Yeah.
But
it was a
drink. Absolutely. That is no less get.
It's not even water. It was just corn syrup.
That was delicious.
And it didn't, there wasn't a labyrinth.
It didn't have a name. I just grabbed it and drank whatever it was.
It was just a little indicator.
Drink.
There was no name, no brand. There was no nothing.
Yeah.
Tropical fantasy had weird flavor. I don't know.
It kind of looked like a grape, right?
It was a
grape.
What? Juice. All right, guys.
Sharon.
So, next.
Yeah, the whole show is breaking up. I really can't hear anything other than, like, dribs and drabs of what you're saying.
We'll say thing for, like, a good 3 minutes.
Yeah, we were waiting for you.
I'm only hearing, like, half your sentences. You want me to call back in or what?
We want you to leave.
All right.
Darren,
well, it was a pleasure.
Subtraction.
I'm very sorry I didn't get to be on the show with Marty, because Marty is a great talent and makes me laugh a lot.
I love you, Darren.
I love you too.
Let me ask you a question, Darren. You said you're only hearing half our sentences. Is this correct?
Well, now it's suddenly gotten better, actually.
It's because we're talking more now, Darren.
Yeah.
All right.
I was going to ask, if we said two sentences, how many of them would you hear?
One.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa. It'd be good if he had the sound effect queued up on his computer and we just heard it through the phone.
Darren. Could you do that, Darren?
Call back, Darren.
Call back and goodbye yourself.
We'll take your call.
We have a few minutes left in the show.
Wow, that went by really fast.
No cookies from Shankletown this week, I guess? Or did you ignore that phone call again?
I've been looking at the phone lines this whole time. Darren's the only one that called. The number to dial, 646-929-1357.
If you have cookies, please call.
Entenmann's, soft chocolate chip, please. Big box.
Soft chocolate chip Entenmann's.
Mm.
I like the Pop-ums.
Those are not bad also.
I like them. I like the powdered ones because then when you eat them, it just turns into this, like
powder
sludge.
You like
white
evidence
sludge in your mouth.
Of your like shame and filth.
Yeah.
That...
Shut up.
Noah
no.
likes having white sludge in her mouth.
That's not what I meant.
But that's what she said.
But that's why she took it.
Yeah.
I would just like to point that out. I was talking about like powdered sugar all over your face,
yes.
And she was actually talking about semen.
Yeah.
I thought you were insinuating something else.
Well, now that you say that.
Because of the look that you gave me.
I was enjoying a donut in my mind.
He took your words out of context. He's attacking the First Amendment. You need to call up some radio show and defend yourself.
You are not the real.
Don't make me show
What's
you
the number
muscle?
To call the live cast again?
Oh, it's 646-929-1357. That's the number to call.
What's
Thank
that
you.
Number for?
The Metal Injection live cast. Yeah, that's this thing that we're doing.
We're just going to repeat that till the end of the show.
Yeah. Oh, also, it was really great. I wrote a story about Limp Bizkit, and it got picked up by all the other websites, like not metal websites.
What did you say?
Entertainment
though?
Weekly.
Really? He basically gave this interview to Kerrang! Magazine talking about why they don't tour America, and he just goes, it's all about the new catchy thing, and it's always changing, bro. America. He's like, here's the deal. Say in 2000 there were 35 million people who connected to this band. 12 years later, lots of those people moved on. We're a moment in time, and it's over. And I basically, the headline I wrote was, Fred Durst admits that Limp Bizkit was a moment in time, and it's over. And then, like, a bunch of websites, like Gawker, E-Online, AV Club, were like, Limp Bizkit says that they're over.
Oh, no,
says
he didn't.
Some website.
Oh, yeah.
Something called Metal Jam.
E-Online was the best one. Where they were like, oh, Fred Durst was interviewed by something called Metal Injection.
Free publicity.
Like, yeah, and it's like, first of all, we didn't even interview
him. Yeah, they didn't even read the article.
Yeah, not at all.
Quoted
Just
somebody
run with
else.
It. Run with
they
it.
Read the third copy and paste, like from a site that like took from Gawker. They read that.
They read the third title
yeah.
of the article.
So
that
ridiculous. Told. So ridiculous. All right, we have a caller. 873-718-873.
Guys, it's Shankletown. I'm standing outside with the cookies.
But you don't know the address, so I don't believe you.
No, I do. I'm the little Asian guy standing outside with the eye patch on.
Go get
Rob,
TV,
go look. Noah. Go look out the window, Rob. See if there's a little Asian guy with an eye patch that's really Shankletown.
Okay.
Which cookies did you bring?
I brought the chocolate chip Entenmann's. I brought the soft ones.
I don't believe
this
you.
I don't see any Asian man, but I want some
yeah,
soft
Yeah, you're fucking
Entenmann.
With my emotions, Shankletown.
I'm there. You just got to look hard enough.
Throw a rock up at the window.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Did it hit the window?
It's so sad we all actually looked to the window.
We were waiting. It didn't happen.
That's
all right, how about now?
Our heart of hearts, we were really
I
hoping.
Really
yeah.
wanted to
we really wanted to believe you, man.
Some offshoot.
Sponsored by Entenmann so we can
get some Entenmann live reads. Fuck these bullshit ones you're doing. I don't even know what the hell they're for.
I would have brought them last week if you guys fucking picked up your phone.
Rob.
We picked it up this week. Where are you?
Oh, I'll be there in the
Aha!
3.5 minutes. Oh, I saw Sway the other day.
How can we trust you now that you've already lied to us?
I guess you're just going to have to take a gamble.
For cookies.
I can just go and get Entenmann's myself. It's fine. I don't have to...
This weird
you have Entenmann sitting there?
Thing doesn't have to happen.
Yeah. Actually, we can just go to Craigslist.
There's
like,
nothing casual about this encounter. Some serious shit.
That's good.
But Rob, if we get the cookies from Shankletown, he might then make a witty tweet about it afterwards. Wouldn't you want to?
Why don't we just go get the cookies from him? We can just go pick it up. Or like meet
and
in a mutual.
You guys can broadcast from my apartment.
Yeah, why don't we make Shankletown
yeah.
studio? Apartment, our studio.
His studio, right. apartment, our studio.
We have
yeah.
to go to Greenpoint.
It's just a like a few.
So
blocks
there's
away.
Good pierogies there. I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
But that's.
We hear you, bitch.
That. Have you had the pierogies yet, Shankletown?
No, I haven't. I gotta have the pierogies.
What are you anti-Polish?
Anti-Polish. It's all fucking Polish here.
That's what I'm saying. Then how have you not had pierogies yet?
It's like goddamn World War II outside my apartment.
Where's Anne Frank?
Seriously.
Get some pierogies from Anne Frank.
And then call Polish.
What? Wasn't she?
I don't know.
Was no.
Yeah.
I thought she was from like Indiana or something.
That was in Poland, wasn't it?
Where's no, it was in Czechoslovakia.
What? Who's it? Weehawken?
I believe Anne Frank. Italy.
Italy?
Yes.
It would have been Anne Francesco.
Anne Francesca.
Yeah. Rob? Look it up so I could feel like a moron. It was either Poland or Germany what? That the whole Anne Frank deal
no,
went down.
It's like Amsterdam.
Was it?
Yeah, it was in Amsterdam, definitely.
You're so fucking up.
I have the
Go
worst
back to
Jew.
School,
I have the worst Jew ever. That's awesome. My mom.
What? Is that, that's not she, on the Jew was, test. They don't put Anne Frank stuff on the Jew
no?
test.
She
no?
No,
it's all about
Germany.
In Seinfeld.
Born
is
in
Amsterdam
in
the tri-state region by chance? Because I've never heard of it.
There's Amsterdam Avenue.
That's where Anne Frank is from?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
She's from the Boogie Down.
Hey, when can I take Noah out on a night out in the town?
Noah? Never.
Oh.
You know what's going to be funny? In a couple of months after I sell the show that I'm writing, I'm pitching to Comedy Central.
What's the show? What's it about?
You'll see.
Probably.
I can't tell you that.
The idea, like you stole that metal Bible idea. Get your lawyer.
We'll be laughing.
Will we be hired as writers, as staff writers?
No. Sure, you guys don't even answer the door. I'm there with cookies.
We'll give you cookies if you give us a Comedy Central writing job. Fuck that.
Well,
do you really think that he can get you a job at Comedy Central? I feel like you probably have more connections.
No. He's worked for MTV.
Oh, not MTV.
Writer. They're all owned by the same. I will ride Shankletown's coattails. I'll retweet whatever the fuck he wants me to retweet if it gets me a Comedy Central writing job. Jesus Christ.
What have you ever retweeted? Oh, you're the fucking the Bland Injection.
That's right.
Oh. That's you, yeah. All right, I got you.
Are you okay with that?
Some people retweeting me. It's you and some guy in Turkmenistan.
Well, I might be that guy, too. I've got multiple accounts. My tentacles are everywhere.
I don't want to think about your tentacles.
Yeah, put your tentacles away, Sid. Come on. All right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you, Shankle, for calling in.
Seriously, let me up. I'm there with the cookies. I'm the Korean guy.
All right.
We'll be leaving in a moment, so we'll get them on our way out. I'll give you a ride.
All right, fair enough.
All right. Have a good one, Shanks.
Goodbye.